Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first of the rest of Hutton Orbital Live. Yes, we've shuffled the furniture and moved everything about a bit. For those of you listening on the radio, not much has changed.
But for anyone watching on our TV channel, it's all a little bit different.
Yes, it's us. With the news, some banter, a new article from the Encyclopedia Galactica, Hutton's Sky Tonight, the sports results, and of course the Galnet Food Digest.
So, time to sit back.
If Lou sits back any further, he's going to fall off his chair.
Sorry, dear. Bad back. These chairs are heavier than they look, even in zero G.
And now, the headlines.
Hutton tunes in to the guard frequency.
Alvin says that roughs are in.
Have we lost a Lou?
We did briefly.
You're back.
Would you like me to rebong?
Go. Hang on. I'll turn you off again on screen.
Yes.
I'm going to turn you back on again now. Ready? And this is Lou's Knockers. Hang on.
Who's put the racy back into pie racy?
Should we worry about a whole lot of nothing?
There's the easy way, and then there's the trucker way.
Hutton washes behind its ears.
We see what kind of custody mess our systems are in.
And I've got a sprinkling of news in my diary.
First tonight, our father may have been a hamster, and our mother may have smelled of elderberries, but that hasn't stopped Hutton helping out over in the Anseith system. Guard Frequency, podcasters extraordinaire and good friends to the Hutton truckers, put out an appeal for help this week as their home system of Anseith was taken from under their noses during what should have been a routine conflict to repossess one of the stations from another minor faction. Forces loyal to Napoleon falls apart. Revolutionary Frenchman and warmongering regional dictator managed to sweep into the local conflict, and with only a handful of raspberries at passing ships, plus of course the obligatory head slapping and face pulling at the guards, and they stole the system from under their noses. Given the option of bravely running away or putting the enemy to the sword, Guard Frequency decided that they needed a hand. Step up the Hutton background simulation team, freshly back from Colonia and suffering withdrawal symptoms from helping save systems. The usual heady mix of Sir Snuggles McKeague, the Welsh Knight, Rincewind Cymru, Sir Montague de Python, as well as Bam Steve the Red, and of course, the Wizard Wallacewind, that would of course be me, stormed the battlements, kicked in the portcullis, climbed the spiral staircase to the throne room, and proceeded to thoroughly dethrone Napoleon, shortly followed by a defenestration with a boot up his jacksie. Congratulations are due to the Guard Frequency, who've taken back to the airwaves from their home system, and of course to the Knights, Three and I, mounted our trusty ships and galloped into the distance, complete with virtual soundscape courtesy of two coconut halves. If you and your system have come under attack from external forces who are being terribly mean, if you've got nowhere else to turn, then the Knights of the Hot Pit are always there to lend you a hand.
With our glorious and oh-so-fluffy leader celebrating his 49th birthday today, fashion circles have been all a-twitter about his latest official photographs. Yes, for one golden spaniel, ruffs are back in fashion. in a series of photographs from celebrated faction leader photographer David Baileys and Cream, Alvin can be seen having replaced his usual identity collar with the latest in canine fashion, the cone ruff. Made of fine silk and hand-ruffled by just about anyone who was passing, his new neck accoutrement appears to have set a fashion trend. It isn't, however, the most practical of garments, leaving the wearer unable to itch their nose, drink anything without a straw, and of course, when misjudging entry through a doorway, coming to a sudden stop as their stiff ruff catches on the frame. It does look very stately when posing for photographs, though. Attempting to emulate and even surpass the well-dressed faction leader, Hutton's very own Rex Bottoms were seen to take it just that little bit too far, sporting a codpiece and plus fours combination with a bowler hat. He's been asked nicely to go back and change into his approved roving reporter gilet and combat trousers combination and to stop messing about. So, happy birthday, Alvin, and we suggest that next time you make Snoz wear the ruff and you go with something a little more practical for your neckwear.
Recent attempts by Flossie to pass off an eye patch as just a face mask for a hamster, a wooden leg as merely the first instalment of a table that comes in weekly parts, and a parrot as no more than a movable source of pillow stuffing, came to naught this week thanks to the eagle-eyed attention of Commander Naughty Body Wash. Our commander was relaxing, feet up, doing nothing more exciting than checking the temperature drop registered by the internal consumption of cold beverages and watching a vidcast of Commander Jussiona out on patrol, when he sat bolt upright, slamming his glass down hard enough for a splash to make a small brown stain on the arm of his chair, and a small trail of peanut-flavoured salt down the front of his flight suit told its own tale as his jaw dropped, and he stared disbelievingly at the screen. In the centre of the picture was a ship, flown by an expert combat pilot, and that pilot was Helen Lister, aka Flossie. It took the combined firepower of three ships to bring Helen Lister to justice, making a nonsense of a certain person's oft-touted claim that she is mostly harmless and not a danger to anybody. Flossie claims that the pilot shown was not her. It was just a pirate abusing her good name. But if that's the case, why was she recently seen clutching an envelope full of credits that was postmarked Sicily? And why was one of her Valentine's cards signed just Don? We do not believe in snap judgments, and we think that a person is innocent until proven guilty. But we would just refer you to the tale of the wolf in sheep's clothing.
A recently unearthed historical paper from the early 21st century was recently found after the death of a Galapagos giant turtle. They do live to be very old, you know. And the paper had been used to line its hibernation box. The paper was entitled "Nothing Really Matters" and was published in the Journal of High Energy Physics. This paper was written by a theoretical physicist who definitely was not called Sheldon, despite it being related to string theory. It concerned bubbles of nothing that eat space-time and concerned something that they posited that was a little like a space vacuum. Now, we don't claim to be completely sure that we've grasped all the fundamentals that were covered in the paper, but as far as we can see, back in the 21st century, they were worried that a Dyson sphere would create a perfect vacuum, and this could expand to eat all other vacuums, and that it consumed space-time that was stringy, like the bit that appears when you lift a slice of pizza. The worry was that the potential outcome could be that the entire universe would become as empty and as boring as President Hudson's annual brain scan. And this caused widespread panic amongst all intelligent and well-read governments of the 21st century, which is why there's almost no record of it today. In these more enlightened times, we know that this phenomenon, whereby parts of the space-time continuum suddenly go blank and is no more than the universe having a senior moment. And if it retraces its steps. It's bound to remember. So, don't worry. Sleep well.
Commander Daglo Viking recently left home in a hurry, making the kind of mistake that's akin to setting off on holiday and leaving your passport on the hall table. He set off on a leisurely meander across the galaxy using the sleeper service offered by the fleet carrier FTM Alvin's Paw to take him on a sightseeing trip to the Anaconda Graveyard. And of course, it was only after the carrier departed that he realised his mistake. He'd left his good frameshift drive in his other jacket, or rather, ship. Without a better drive, he'd have to stay in dock, unable to visit the more interesting and far-flung items on the itinerary, and have to put up with hearing all of the other pilots talking in the bar every evening about the sights they'd seen and cry silently into his beer. So, taking his courage and his credit balance in hand, he paid to have the right ship transferred to the carrier, and thus was able to join in with the planned excursions. It was rather an expensive transfer, so if anyone knows of any well-paid missions to bring back to the bubble, pilots that may have got stuck in the Anaconda's graveyard region of space, please inform Commander Daglo Viking.
Fresh from the fight over in Andseith, and wanting to get their teeth into something a little more meaty, the Hot Pit BGS team moved their fleet carrier over for a little bit of action in DP. Yes, we've had our eye on DP for a few weeks now, and things have finally come to a head. With Mr. Shouty, aka Listerize 69, Simmons, our very own Psycho Cow, and others spending all their time there. We know you know what we mean, but just in case, we mean Delta Pavonis. Pavionis, and Operation Earworm. For 4 years, the DP earworms have been unavailable due to the local authorities deciding that ear-shaped mind-controlling parasites were just not their sort of thing. Hutton disagrees, however, and as a registered rare item, Hutton's committed to ensuring that they're available to buy, regardless of whether they're legal to sell anywhere. The latest conflict there should finish in only a handful of days from now, but the team have been on the back foot. Local forces have come out in force to defend the system, and despite a mammoth 17 million credits worth of combat bonds on day one, the Hutton Earworm team were left in second place. Playing such classics as Ruby 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 Oar Oar Oar, the song For the Mug, and even Baby Beluga and Baby Shark at full volume, the team hoped to have the enemy routed by the end of the week, and yet another rare back on the market. Just remember, once we've done that, keep your Remlock on, as the wiggly ear grubs will be looking at the side of your head as their next place to roost.
As mentioned previously, the BGS team are focused on that grubby DP business, and as I love a bit of DP myself, not that Normal will join in mind, I'll keep this brief. Give things a boost in Stein 2051 and drop our influence in Wolf 124. Everywhere else will look after themselves until the grubs are back in play. Maybe that's a bit too short. Okay, if you want to make money, I mean be a charitable trucker and help those who are suffering, we have an outbreak in Epsilon Eridani. There are a handful of other systems that could do with dropping a bit, for example our old favourite WISE 0855-0714, and most importantly Alpha Centauri, because Alvin notices what goes on there. Over in Colonia, we're halfway to winning one of the never-ending elections in Tyr. Everywhere else is just about how we like it, so for the Colonia commanders, both of you can take it easy for the week. Or, if you'd rather have some fun, catch a lift back to the bubble on a carrier and help out over here.
Hello, not a great amount of community news this week, but tomorrow, Friday at 2100 BST, it's time for the monthly mug meet at Hutton Orbital. So if you've ever fancied a go at getting your name on the Hutton Run of Hall of Fame, or just want to load up with some mugs, or just have a chat in the bar, come along, all are welcome. And on Saturday at 2100 BST, we have the regular Hutton Does CQC event, where you have the opportunity to meet up with like-minded souls for some fun. And no, not a speed dating event, even if it sounds like one. We're just receiving details of the Snowbird Expedition, Livingston Point Ferry. It says we would like to invite all commanders across each of the three main platforms, PS4, PC and Xbox, on an expedition to Livingston Point via a fleet carrier. The Cold Abyss is a dark and scary place. Places you have always wanted to go but are too dangerous to reach safely. Have you ever travelled to the farthest edge of the galaxy south? Well, if not, this is your chance. Livingston Point is one of the harder places in the galaxy to get to and return. It returns a 50 plus light year ship and many Jumponian maps. It is still one of the fewer places visited in our galaxy. This expedition's goal is to try to change that. With the addition of fleet carriers, I hope to make this small sector of the galaxy more available for more explorers. We will be taking a month journey to Livingston Point and back. If you're interested, please do feel free to sign up on the roster. At the moment, the mission is on hold, whilst the Pilots Federation are sorting out the tritium issues. But if you want to take a look at the details, we have a special link, bit.ly/snowbirdx.